And joining us now, a couple of friends of the show. We last talked to them at the Super Bowl in New York back in January. And I guess, George and Gordon, maybe you ought to give up your headsets.
Well, no, I want to sit and talk to these guys.
We don't have enough. And all right. We want to get both of them on at the same time. We welcome back to the program our old friends. It's the Skinlonen brothers. We say good morning to the eldest Skinlonen, Nick, who is a longtime deep snapper in the NFL, 6'6", 340 pounds. Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Good. Muthers.
Nick. And, of course, his brother, Rick Skinlonen, longtime backup punter in the NFL, and much smaller at 5'7", 110. How are you, Rick?
Hi, Greg.
It's good to see both of you again. And
yeah, good to be here.
Now, I understand you're both back with the Cowboys in a certain capacity. Your playing days are behind you. You both spent 17 years in the league, and that's great.
Yeah, you can't play forever.
Nope.
Although we tried.
Yep.
And but I also understand that your radio career is also unfortunately over.
Well,
it's on hold.
It is.
It's on a hiatus.
We've been suspended because we messed up a drop cam spot. And sponsored for just falling out left and right. And it's just not a workable business model when you don't have advertisers.
Or listeners.
Right. Yeah, those two things you need.
Yeah, we would have to. Turns out that most of our time during the show was spent faking phone calls to the other one as listeners.
You're right. To make it sound like we had dollars.
You'd be like, hey, Nick, this is Pat from Bullhead City, Nevada.
Yeah.
I want to talk Duke basketball.
But I think people realized it really was us. We know we tried to disguise our voice, but
they
we really
caught
didn't.
On, and it was a huge deal. And
yeah, I would guess with those voices, there was no disguising them.
What do you mean by that? We just don't do good impersonations, so what do you mean by that?
What do you mean those voices?
Well, I just mean you guys have unusual voices that,
Well, you really don't hear it.
I don't think so.
Nope.
I don't know why.
Not really sure what
you know, it's
about.
Probably, it's just me.
No,
it's
right.
Just me. Let's move on and let's, I think it's great that the Cowboys gave you another chance to get back in the league.
Yeah, it's good to be back in the NFL, Craig. It really is.
What are you, what are you doing for the team? Are you guys in the same job or?
No. I was assigned to be Tony Romo's special trainer to get him back from his back problems because I had back trouble back when I played.
Yes, that's right.
Because I was always bending over to the deep snap.
Right.
That takes it out of you, man.
So that is your job, is to make sure Tony's back is okay.
17 years, busting my arm to bend over and snap it between my legs, you know? That really takes it out on your back.
Yeah, I could imagine.
So I know a lot about it. But yeah, so I've been his special assistant trainer for the last, I don't know, 4 months or so.
Okay, well, how's it going? Because we all wonder, he's not practicing much. We wonder if the back is okay.
Well, I'm sad to report that's kind of my fault.
Oh, no.
Because they gave me carte blanche. They said, okay, Nick, you know about backs. You take care of Romo. I said, all right, I'll do it.
Got it. You were confident.
So I had him on a full program. Throwing the shot put. hitting drivers as hard as he could.
I thought he'd stop playing golf.
Well, you thought that, but we've been hitting golf balls every night leading up to training camp.
Drivers?
I had him clear off a lot of trees at Walt Garrison's ranch.
These sound like things that would hurt the back.
Yeah, axe work and chainsaw maneuvering for hours on end.
Was your theory that a heavy workload would strengthen the back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get out of work like a man, you know? Build it up. But that's why he could barely walk when he got to training camp. And the first thing Jerry said to me was, I don't want to hear your wheeze voice around here ever again. Dumbass.
But he kept you on the payroll.
Well,
I'm hurt, Paul.
I guess, but I don't think I'm going to last too long. And he also made me, I said, well, what am I supposed to do around here now? And I had to do just embarrassing jobs. Like yesterday, I just had to go in a room and watch a Golden Girls marathon with Monty Gibbons. Billy, that's not busy work.
I don't understand. Why does Kiffin have to have someone watch it with him?
His doctor says he can't be alone.
Right. They're afraid the old man's going to kick it, so I had to stay in there with him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
My life pretty much sucks right now.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
What about you, Rick? What's your capacity with the team?
Well, I'm Josh Brent's sobriety coach. I have been for the past 7 years.
Oh, you're not doing a very good job.
I'm not going to lie to you, Craig. I have had mixed results.
Yeah. He's had some downfalls, for sure.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Yeah.
So hard. I don't know anything about addiction. I'm making it up as I go along.
Well, obviously not, since you're the one with the chisel and hammer trying to get that bracelet off his ankle.
Yeah, well, he
asked
me to.
That was not a good idea.
He asked me to, and I didn't know what that bracelet was for on his ankle. So I tried to get it off, and lo and behold, it's against the law.
Well, yeah, of course so.
So, that's what they have me doing. And, you know, I'm just sitting here waiting for him to show up at camp.
Well, you,
if
do
he
you
ever does.
Do you expect him here this year?
I do, Greg.
With the Cowboys?
I really do. I really do. I think that that this organization is all about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
If you can play, mm-hmm. I just say that. And you can, like, so I do think he'll be back. Will it be any good? Hell no. I went and saw him in jail. He's over 700 pounds.
700?
We haven't heard that report. This is
that's
breaking
more than
news.
My plane weight.
Yeah, it's not good. It is not good. A lot of guys spend time in prison lifting weights and pumping iron.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we know.
Not Josh Brent.
No, he didn't?
No.
Oh.
He spent time in prison getting diabetes.
We don't have that confirmed.
Nothing confirmed.
We're just guessing.
Well, I just, I know the P1s are happy that you're back with the Cowboys.
Are they? Yeah. Are they really?
Not that half of them.
That
are.
Means a lot to us.
And
we love our fans.
And I'm happy to see you guys back in the fold. It's great to have you all on.
Thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? It wasn't what I dreamed of being when I was a boy, but I'm glad to be with the Cowboys.
Yeah. But what's your dream as a boy?
I wanted to be a voiceover man for NFL Films.
The other wind is a pirate.
Blustering at sea. But it didn't work.
I don't know why they didn't take you.
Yeah, with that voice.
Dude.
What do you,
what's up with the talking about our voices?
What's wrong with my voice?
Nothing. I just said with that voice, you should have gotten a job.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I think the guy just got the job because he knew somebody.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was. It's always political.
I was like the second choice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Nick and Rick. We look forward to hanging out with you a few more days here at camp, and we'll see you down the road.
All right, you're good to see you.
Pretty sure we'll run into you at the Super Bowl.
Thanks, Greg. Thank you, George.
Stay hard.
Thanks, George.
There they go, the Skinlonen brothers. Always a treat.
Hey, Rick.